Andrea Lorden. Andrea is currently completing her final requirements to obtain her Master's of Public Health degree at the University of North Texas Health Science Center. With an undergraduate degree in industrial engineering from Iowa State University, she decided to pursue a graduate degree in health management and policy in order to contribute to the solutions leading to increased access to quality care for underserved population. She has distinguished herself through research and publication in the areas of health management, data validation, and uncompensated care. She was named the 2007 Outstanding Master of Public Health student in management and policy and has received Distinguished Paper Award at the Midwest Business Administration Association Conference and honorable mention for her contribution to the 2007 Research Appropriation Day Public Health Poster Competition. Ms. Lorden's presentation for today is entitled Estimation of Uncompensated Care Cost in a Texas County and Southwest Border Counties.
Can everybody hear me all right? I'm here to present to you the estimation of uncompensated care costs in South Texas County and Southwest Border Counties. I and my fellow presenters have no disclosures. So first of all, what we need to do is cover some definitions in order to make sure we're all on the same page. And we're going to start with who actually defines uncompensated care in the literature. And as you can see, there are several institutions that do that. The Institute of Medicine estimated uncompensated charity care by combining reimbursements from the government programs and the market value of physician-donated services. In 2001, that they estimated approximately $35 billion in uncompensated charity care. CMS defined uncompensated care as the cost of care provided to Medicaid-eligible and uninsured patients, plus any payments that was received from Medicaid and the uninsured. The United States-Mexico Border County Coalition defined uncompensated care as the charges that providers are unable to collect for the services that they provide, while they identified bad debt charges and charity care charges as two distinct types of uncompensated care. And finally, we have the American Hospital Association and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, who identified bad debt and charity care as unique components of uncompensated care, but together were uncompensated care. So more specifically, we're going to define charity care and bad debt expense here. Charity care is the unreimbursed cost of health care for those who are unable to pay. These sources of uncompensated care from three different groups: the financially indigent, these are individuals who frequently qualify for means-tested charity care at hospitals when they do try to attain health care. The medically indigent, these are individuals who have the ability to provide financially for their basic living expenses, housing, and food, but unfortunately are unable to provide for themselves health care. And finally, shortfalls in reimbursements from third-party payers for these populations. Currently, I believe Medicaid is reimbursing at approximately 85% of cost for health care provided to these populations. Finally, more as an aside, for accounting purposes, hospitals are reporting charity care, and they are allowed to report community service programs as part of their charity care. Bad debt expense is considered the unwillingness of a person to pay. This includes cost and profit after any applicable discount, and it is much easier to track as it is reported as an expense item on a hospital's income statement. Another thing that is really quite important to understand in the definition of are the costs and charges. Costs are the materials, labors, and appropriate portion of overhead costs that are associated with the direct application of health care to a patient. Charges are cost plus profit, and these are do not include discounts that Medicare, Medicaid, private insurance, and other insurance companies apply when they pay out to the healthcare providers. When we talk about charges as we go further along in this presentation, we are talking about essentially the list price from the charge master at the hospitals. So who generates uncompensated care? Well, the uninsured. And of particular importance in this study, we wanted to identify that 76% of the uninsured are actually United States citizens. The underinsured, the indigent, and the immigrant population. In 2003, we found that there were 10.5 million legal immigrants in this country, and there was an estimated 10 million undocumented immigrants in 2003. Finally, who's actually paying for this care that these populations are receiving? We found several sources from at the federal level. Medicaid has a couple of ways of funding this care, one through supplemental payment programs, the disproportionate share program designed to reimburse hospitals that provide health care to a disproportionate share of the indigent, and then upper payment limit program, which is designed to fill in gaps where hospitals are providing care that is uncompensated. It provides a great amount of leeway for each individual state to address their particular populations, and these are both matching funds programs. And finally, with Medicaid is the diagnosis-related groups prospective payment system. There's emergency Medicaid for those who show up in the emergency room and actually qualified for means-tested Medicaid. And finally, through the Medicare Modernization Act, Section 1011 funding, which fulfills the requirements of the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, known as EMTALA, where hospitals are required to treat and stabilize any individual that comes into their emergency room if they participate in the Medicare program. And this is regardless of individual's ability to pay or their citizenship status. For our report, the numbers that we'll be looking at in our results section were generated from three sources of data. First, we obtained some data from the United States-Mexico Border County Coalition 2002 report that reported medical emergency costs for uncompensated care in southwest border counties. This was developed by a management research and consulting firm which collected demographic and socioeconomic and health data. It utilized these 19 metrics to construct statistical profiles of the border counties, and they reported 17 of the 24 border counties that they reported had verifiable data. The seven counties which did not have verifiable data were all in Texas. The second source of information was the 2004 Texas Hospital Association survey. This addressed charity care charges and financial data, provided comprehensive information on uncompensated care, beds, and utilization. And it reported charity care, government-sponsored indigent health care, and other community benefits information of interest to us. Finally, we received information from the CMS report, Federal Reimbursement of Emergency Health Services Provided to Undocumented Aliens in Fiscal Year 2006. This reported all states' information, but for our study, we had a state's inclusion criteria wherein the illegal population was greater than 250,000 individuals, or that the state shared a border with Mexico. Now, the report estimated unauthorized resident population by state. It also reported the number of undocumented alien apprehensions by state, and it reported their health care allocations based on the percentage of undocumented aliens living in each state and by the number of aliens apprehended by state. The final piece of our puzzle was we needed to develop a cost-to-charge ratio because some of the uncompensated care was reported in charges. So we needed to develop a cost-to-charge ratio, and we utilized Friedman et al.'s model from 2002. It accounted for hospital size by number of beds, rural versus urban location, major teaching versus non-teaching facilities, and the ownership type of for-profit, non-profit, and public. In our results, we found that the number one county for estimated uncompensated care costs due to undocumented aliens was San Diego County, California, at over $76 million. The second second county, I should say, is El Paso County, Texas, at $30 million. And finally, Hidalgo County, New Mexico, with almost $20 million in uncompensated care costs due to undocumented aliens. Here you can see that California received the acquired the most undocumented, uncompensated care costs due to undocumented aliens with over $79 million. And this is interesting because they only share two counties bordering Mexico. The state that had the highest percentage of its uncompensated care costs due to undocumented aliens was Arizona at 31.7%. The lowest was Texas with 17.9%. This is interesting because Arizona, as you can see, they have the lowest total uncompensated care costs at $99 million, and Texas had the most uncompensated care costs at $300 million. In our next table here, this is a table for federal reimbursement of emergency health services for treating undocumented aliens. The only state that didn't meet the population criteria for this particular evaluation was New Mexico, but were included because they were a border state. California led the way with unauthorized resident population, 2.2 million residents, followed second by Texas at just over a million. And they were compensated through the Section 1011 funding accordingly based on a percentage, their percentage of undocumented aliens based on their state population at $52.6 million and $24.8 million. Based on alien apprehensions, Arizona led the way in this area. They apprehended over 600,000 undocumented immigrants and provided those immigrants with emergency care following the EMTALA guidelines, and were reimbursed through the 1011 funding at $40.9 million. Texas was second in this area, apprehending 325,000 immigrants and providing $22 million of care to these individuals. While California led the way in total allocations, we found it interesting that Arizona was second with $47.6 million in total applications, while Texas was third with $46.9 million in allocations, while their estimated unauthorized resident population, Texas had over three times the number of undocumented immigrants in their state. Finally, we looked at one county in Texas. Here you can see that the public hospital in this county generated $331 million in charity care charges. That's quite a lot of charges. The two hospitals that came in second combined didn't even come up to a third of that in charity care charges. For total uncompensated care in the county, again, the public hospital led the way with $433.7 million in uncompensated care charges. The two hospitals that followed that were in the same hospital system and generated just over half in total uncompensated care charges. So the bottom line for this county was total uncompensated bad debt charges of $455 million in charges, with charity care charges exceeding that, but with a total of $526 million in uncompensated charity care charges, which led to a total of nearly $1 billion in uncompensated care charges for one county in Texas. Once cost-to-charge ratios were applied, we estimated that there was approximately $353 million of uncompensated care provided in this county alone. So, in conclusion, and to discuss this more completely, so why we should address uncompensated care. Clearly, we've generated $353 million of uncompensated care cost in one county in Texas alone. More than half of that was from charity care. We also found that nearly $7 million in uncompensated care costs were generated in the border counties. And clearly, as you can see from our results, that the funding mechanisms are not matching the needs of the indigent population and the health care providers that serve these populations. So the steps of action that we suggest, first of all, is to establish a consistent definition of uncompensated care. This would lead to hopefully a consistent method of reporting uncompensated care so that all providers and funding those people involved with the funding of uncompensated care can be on the same page. Clearly, further study of the populations that are receiving uncompensated care is needed, and these will all hopefully lead to some creative legislation, which will be directed towards health care for the working uninsured, health care for the documented and the undocumented aliens in this country, with one solution possibly being raising the eligibility floor for the indigent populations. And clearly, there's a need for realignment of the funding to ensure that indigent populations receive health care and providers of uncompensated care receive the appropriate reimbursement. And finally, that the reimbursement becomes consistent across states. And again, we're going to be doing questions at the end.
Okay, please jot down your questions to be asked at the end.
That's all I have.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.